Ted Dabrowski, he is the VP of Policy for the Illinois Policy Institute, joining us this morning. First off, morning, Ted. It's good to get a chance to talk to you again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
You know, it's kind of, you know, it is that I often subscribe to the theory that there's nothing more serious than humor. And I think it was not last time I spoke with the governor, but the time before, I think I'd mentioned to him that it's hard to imagine a problem so big that it can blot out the pension problem. But here we are.
Well, you know, they're kind of one and the same in many ways, but here we are. We have no budget. It doesn't look like we're going to get a budget. The best we can, I think we can hope for is getting some kind of stopgap sometime in the near future where they agree to fund schools and maybe a little bit of higher ed. But after that, it's going to be the same politics fight until 2018. But there's some good news in there, which I'm happy to talk about.
If you can give me good news that makes me feel like not scraping wildly at my wrist with a sharp object, I'm all right. I'll play. What is it?
Well, look, you know, it's been three decades of go along, get along, where everything has gotten worse and worse and worse. And people can remember back when we had the tax hike from 2011 to 2014, where everything was supposed to be fixed, and here we are. Everything is worse. And so the good news is that we've stopped doing fake budgets. We've stopped playing these silly games. And you know what? It's good politics and good policy. And the reason why is because people don't want more tax hikes. The polls have said people don't want more tax hikes. They're tired of being fooled by the government. What they need are reforms. And so you've got a situation where Governor Rauner didn't get rolled. He didn't sign some horrible package that just pretended things were better. We're going to have a fight, and at some point, you know, the clouds will clear and everything will become better. We don't know when that's going to happen, but I think it starts with saying no to the same failed policies of the last three decades. And I think we have a chance here. It's going to be tough. It's going to be painful. But sometimes, you know, it takes pain to get away from the bad things.
It's interesting when you talked about the temporary income tax that, you know, so many people have been here, including the comptroller, who said, yeah, we were going in the right direction then. You know, and well, we could have done more, and clearly wasn't done. We did reduce some of the bills, but we still have this, excuse me, Ted, very staggering numerical issues that tax increases alone, unpalatable to the point if they were going to be able to really truly remedy, they would be unpalatable. We already have record high taxes. When you look at the, I don't know if you want to call it theatrics or highly polarized Springfield environment where there seems to be little progress outside of trampoline inspections, the people of Illinois are looking for a solution. And the fact is, Ted, I think there's not a single solution. There has to be a myriad of them to get Illinois out of this hole because the number is so large.
Well, you know, you see people leaving in record numbers. You see our job situation has been worse than our neighbors. You've seen, you know, manufacturing continue to suffer while our neighbors continue to get better. You've seen that we have the highest property taxes in the nation, and they want to pile on more on top of that. Look, there's a reason why Democrats and Republicans haven't passed tax hikes. It's because, one, it's politically ugly, and two, nobody wants them. You know, the Democrats certainly have had the power to pass a budget because they have majorities in both houses. They could have passed a massive tax hike. They got the support of all the newspapers. They got the support of the big, you know, what do you want to call them, civic institutes. They all support big tax hikes. They could have done it, but the reason they can't is because nobody wants it. And, you know, even Governor Rauner said he was amenable to doing some tax hike with some reforms. Well, there's a reason why he hasn't done one either. It's because it's bad. It's bad policy. It would hurt Illinois, just like the last tax hike did. So, again, like you said, what we need are solutions. And, you know, we've laid out a plan. Illinois Policy Institute has laid out a plan that finds $7 billion in savings and balances the budget without tax hikes. And there's other plans out there like that. What we have to do is change the narrative and get more people talking about solutions rather than fighting and blame.
And here's the thing. Last time you were on, Ted, you know, I got a number of letters, people saying, yeah, there's no way we can do that. There's no way that'll ever happen. It just won't happen. It's unrealistic. And of course, when we were talking about items about moving people's retirement plans and on the list goes and central management services cutting, and people, you know, they're going, it'll never get done. It's unrealistic.
Well, you know, I think right now what the narrative is that the only realistic thing to do is tax people more. You know, here's the scenario. Let's take away from the retirements of hardworking Illinoisans and make sure that we use that to fund all these other programs, including the public sector pensions of the government sector. You know, let's give one group a pay cut so the other one can get a pay raise. That can't keep going on anymore, and we can keep doing it if we want, but people are leaving. And eventually we're going to have the staggering amount of bills and fewer people to pay for it. So if we keep destroying our tax base, it's going to get worse. What we need to do are policies that invite people to come to Illinois, ensure that people stay in Illinois, invite companies to come here. That's the only way to fix the problem, is to grow the tax base, not the tax rate.
Which is, of course, at the time here, we talk about minimum wage. A lot of companies look at that and they go, no way. Granted, it's a graduated increase, but when you look at the states around you, and then when you look at Moody's downgraded the bond rating again, I mean, companies that the prospect of coming here, they look at these things and say there's probably richer ground somewhere else. And then you've got the person who's here who thinks maybe they'd like to not work for somebody else. They'd want to create their own business, and they look at what it takes. I mean, I actually had a new business owner kind of take his thumb and forefinger, and he was from Missouri. And he says, you know, I started my business in Missouri, and he kind of held his fingers apart by about, say, a half inch. He says, that's how much paperwork it took in Missouri. And then he takes his thumb and forefingers and puts it about 3.5 inches apart, and he says, that's the paperwork for Illinois.
We don't make it easy for people in business to stay here or to come here. And I think that's you know, I think Rauner's been pretty hot on that and saying, look, we need the economic reforms. I, of course, believe that we need the spending reforms first. You have to stop the bleeding, and then you need the economic reforms to get the growth. And those are the things we need to do. Look, we got used to not doing any of these. Our neighbors around us, you know, Indiana, Wisconsin, Missouri, they're all making big, big reforms and making themselves competitive. We are continue to make ourselves less competitive, and I think the tax hike would be the killer. It would make, you know, it'd be the one that tells everybody, look, they haven't fixed pensions, they have a huge cost, it's too expensive to live here, there's not enough jobs, and it's just too corrupt to live here. So, you know, people aren't stupid, companies aren't stupid. They're gonna go to where the best opportunities are. And those are the factors they'll measure when they choose to live somewhere or you know, invest somewhere.
Minimum wage, I don't think the governor's gonna sign that.
I don't think so. You know, I think it's one of those things. Again, we're making it more expensive for companies to operate, and also we're pricing out people who might be able to get a job at $10 an hour, who suddenly can't get one when it's a lot higher. So we have to be very careful not to price out people who are struggling, people who you know, want a job, but suddenly the market says, "Hey, I can't afford you anymore," and we send more people to the unemployment line.
You know, one of the things that I think interesting is former State Senator Michael Noland filed a lawsuit that, if successful, would result in a state lawmakers receiving back pay for cost of living adjustments and furlough days during the years they voted to forego pay raises.
It's amazing. It's amazing. If you look at this is the problem, is that if you look at Springfield right now, it's a fight between the political classes, and this is why people say things won't happen. Nobody really talks about the people that are living in Effingham and Carbondale and Quincy. You know, nobody's talking about them. It's too much about, you know, whether Rauner and Madigan will agree with it, whether the unions will allow it, whether, you know, it's all the wrong discussion, it's all the wrong narrative, and when people finally realize it's the people that matter, they're the ones that are looking for better support, more jobs, you know, less onerous property taxes. When we think about them, that's how we're going to recreate and rebuild Illinois, but not if we continue to talk about the political classes and then looking out for themselves with more raises.
What's next for Illinois? Stopgap measure, lifeline, because we know we're not going to see super majority agreement on the Senate bills. It's not going to happen in the House. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody's done the math. So is it lifeline? Is it stopgap?
Yeah, it looks like it'll be, this is my guess, right? It looks like it'll be a stopgap. You know, nobody wants to go into the, you know, to the next year and a half without schools being funded. So both sides politically know that that's a killer, so they're going to do that at least. And then I think from there it just becomes a big fight through the media, through the public, over what's the right way to fix Illinois. Is it to you know, have these painful discussions but say no more to you know, the way we've done things with the highest taxes and too much regulation and too much corruption, or, you know, can decide one side win and say, hey, listen, it's time to do something different. it's going to be a fight, and the question is going to be who's got the best message, who's got the best ground game, and who can win over the public opinion.
You know, one of the things that I'm concerned about, and that's this is me playing the long game today with Ted Dabrowski, VP of Policy for the Illinois Policy Institute, of the ramifications of the Affordable Care Act. The Republicans have not changed it. Illinois went all in under the Quinn administration with the Affordable Care Act while it implodes. And there's going to be a bill associated with this as well, and I think that is – I think that's – you just don't know when that landmine is going to blow up.
Well, this is the hard part for Illinois, is that right now we measure how many people do we have on Medicaid. And, you know, it's almost like a success that we have a quarter of our people on Medicaid, headed towards a third, when it should be the other way around. We should try to, you know, reduce the number of people on Medicaid. Same thing for food stamps. So when you talk about the Affordable Care Act and things like that, we're succeeding, and I put that in quotes, in having too many people dependent, and that's why we need to change our policies and have this, you know, this economic growth that just creates more jobs and gets people off of dependency, gets people off of welfare, not dependent on Medicaid, but, you know, who are prosperous and say, hey, this is a great Illinois, and this is why we're here.
You know, one of the things that people very often ask me, just flat out, like you and I've talked about today, the X number for the pension. $14.3 billion back pay, unpaid bills. I mean, you go around, you look at schools that have not received funding, full funding. They're waiting for millions of dollars that have never come. And then you say, all right, you've got record property taxes. You've got the most taxing bodies of any state in the union. And people ask, where'd the money go?
Well, this is it, Tom. You know, people say that it can't be fixed. We can't fix Illinois with reforms. And it's not true. We have, like you just said, the most units of local government in the nation. And you know what that means? That means that every one of those governments has a bunch of bureaucrats and a bunch of people. This is duplication, overlap. Again, I'm not talking about the ones that you know, you need government. You still need to have the most units of government, and you don't need to have overlapping units of government. And that's what we have. And so you have these massive staffs. You know what the pensions are across the state. So you've got these huge salaries. You've got executive pay in all these school districts. Superintendents are making $250,000 and $300,000 and $400,000 a year. They'll get multi-million-dollar pensions. They have a bunch of staffs. People have to pay for that. Ordinary Illinoisans have to pay for that, and that's what needs to be scaled back across the board. And we're talking billions of dollars there.
And then the unemployment. I wonder, after this failure of the last budget, whether the morale will permit other people to have the confidence they need to hire more workers, to expand, or not just to look eagerly for the exit light.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, I think a huge way, and this is part of our plan, is you've got to stop the pension crisis. And one way to start that is by moving all new workers to 401ks and giving existing workers the chance to have a 401k. And that will send a huge message to investors, companies, people that, hey, they are willing to make big reforms. It doesn't solve all the debt problems of the pensions that we have going back, but what it does is says we're going to stop doing things the same way. And I think that's how you start to change attitude. But, you know, once, and I don't know when that is, once we start getting a few wins, people say, hey, they're finally serious about doing things, and hopefully that can propel things. But unfortunately, maybe 2018 when we have to get there first. But there are billions of dollars to be saved. Anybody who thinks that this government across the state and the local governments are not fat, bloated, and corrupt, it hasn't lived here very long. There's a lot of money there to be had if we reform things.
Do you think people, somebody was asking me the other day, well, this means people will really turn out for the election. I said, quite the contrary. The evidence indicates otherwise. You just, that things are so bad, you just wash your hands of it, look the other way, and say, I don't want to get dirty by even voting.
Well, this is where the campaigns become so important, right? And if people get really frustrated that nothing's going to change and we're just going to do the same old thing, I think you're right. If the reformers, if I can say that, the people who want to bring back Illinois to what it was, you know, how many decades ago, and it can happen, right? We're a great state with a great location and great everything. We just have really bad policies and really bad politicians. If we can change that, there's no reason why we are not the most prosperous, dynamic state in the Midwest. But it's going to be a fight, and the question is, can we collectively make that argument and win that fight?
Well, the question is, Ted, is whether I can actually physically graft some of your optimism onto my soul.
Well, that's our goal. You know, that's our job, Tom. We all have to work hard, and if we sit here and watch it, then we can just blame everybody else, or we can do something about it. So that's our goal at the Illinois Policy Institute. That's why we put out a plan that balances the budget without tax hikes. And it's all a question of how many people we can reach and how much optimism we can create to get out there and fight.